This podcast is a member of the New York City Podcast Network at nycpodcastnetwork.com. Visit us to listen to over 250 amazing podcasts just like this one.
Japanese street style is some of the cutest and trendiest clothing in the world. Introducing Cherry Goddess Women's Clothing and Accessories, the hottest original and cute clothing company. We offer tops, clothes, accessories, shoes, dresses and skirts, and comfortable homeware that we guarantee you will love. Cherry Goddess Women's Clothing, super cute Japanese style clothing.
This is Black Wall Street Chronicles, and we're back at it again. Thank you. We're on the fifth season of my podcast. This is the season premiere, season 5, episode 1. We're in a snag this day and age because it seems like artificial intelligence is going to take over jobs. It's going to replace a lot of workers out here, and more people are getting increasingly scared. All of the writers went on strike in Hollywood because they're scared of artificial intelligence programs that has the ability to write movie scripts. AI has been advanced for a very long time. It's just that the public's starting to realize it. And in this episode, I will talk about it, and I will tell you the jobs that is basically that is in trouble.
Be able to utilize AI. So before we get started, I have some announcements. I set up my listener support program, and if you are interested in supporting my podcast, you can click the link on my listener support. I will have it basically in the comment section of my Spotify. I also will have the link to my YouTube page. So you can also, if you're not able to donate, you can like and subscribe to my YouTube page. Now, before I tell you about the fear of AI and how AI has advanced, we're going to take a quick break. Hello, this is Jeffrey Frazier. This is Black Wall Street Chronicles. I'm back at it again. And now, I am going to talk about why artificial intelligence is advanced and has been advanced for a very long time. So, in the late 1990s, there was a video game that came out that's called Metal Gear Solid. Metal Gear Solid has what many consider to be the greatest boss battle of all time, Solid Snake versus Psycho Mantis. Now, the enemy is a psychic, and he can read all your moves. And if you don't do something drastic to kill this enemy, he will win the match. So the game has installed a mechanic where you have to unplug the controller for the first one, and you have to plug it into the second, because if you don't, this person has the ability to read all your moves. This is the first video game character that actually broke the fourth wall and had the ability to take full control over your controller. he had the ability to move your controller without you even touching it. That boss battle was nuts. And a lot of people lost that boss battle because they know how advanced AI is. Then there's this game that came out for the Nintendo GameCube. And is considered to be the greatest video game, one of the greatest video games of all time. That video game came out for all platforms. The video game's called Resident Evil 4. It changed survival horror genre. But what made Resident Evil 4 crazy was the difficulty. It took speedrunners, these guys that usually beat video games in 1 hour. They couldn't crack this game. This game was real difficult to crack and to defeat. But they find out that what the computer programmers did with Resident Evil 4 is that they created an AI inside the game to react how good you play the game. So if the video game finds out that you're actually good in the game and you're getting all the enemies, what they'll do is they'll give you less resources and they make sure that the enemies take more damage, which made this game very hard. And ever since that Resident Evil 4, all the other Resident Evils, especially the remakes that came out now, are basically following that same construct of making an advanced AI, making the video game very difficult. Yeah, so computers have been advanced for a very long time. But, you know, nobody really cared about video games because it's just, you know, for play. Now they have AI basically taking away jobs. They're going to take away the truck driving jobs. They're going to take away the movie writer jobs. Like, if you're a regular person, AI might come for you. You know, and here is the couple of jobs that's going to be affected by AI. Graphic designers is going to be affected by AI. Is they going to have a problem keeping up with the computer? Translators, you have to understand, because of ChatGPT, it's easy for people to translate. Also, they're able, the AI called ChatGPT, they actually able to use the cultural nuances, lane, and context of each language. So it's going to be very difficult for translators in the future. The manufacturing and assembly line. That's right, all of the factory workers, you're going to get replaced by a robot. Data entry and data processing. Computers are becoming, AI is coming more advanced when it comes to data entry and data processing. They're able to process data much faster than a human being. So if you're in data entry and data pricing, in a couple of years, AI is going to replace you. Basic accounting and bookkeeping. That's right. AI is becoming good at monitoring a person's money. So if you're an accountant and you're a bookkeeping and you don't understand how to use AI and you don't understand how to use computers, your career is also going to get replaced. Yeah, so this is going to happen in the next couple of years. By 2050, a lot of these jobs and a lot of these careers is going to be gone out here. It's going to be very sad. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read an article from the internet, and it's going to talk about how all of the movie writers are scared that AI is going to take their job. Give me one moment. We'll get back to you in the next minute. Now, I have an article that says that AI is good for the industry. And I also have an article here that says that AI is bad for the industry. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read both articles. I'm going to compare and contrast, and I'm going to give you my opinion. All right. First article is from Forbes magazine, and it states, Can artificial intelligence help the film industry? It already has. The article is written by Dan Pontefract. He's a contributor. Okay. So, artificial intelligence has demonstrated proficiency across various sectors, but matching human ingenuity remains elusive. For example, I recently discovered that the film industry uses AI for script development. I thought it was a bunch of screenwriters using ChatGPT because they were lazy or suffering writer's block. But companies like StoryFit are using AI in a much different way. Monica Landers, founder and CEO of StoryFit, acknowledges the peculiarity of using AI to evaluate audience connections with narratives and characters. I sat down with Lattice to discuss leadership, storytelling, AI, and the film industry. I believe storytelling is humanity, so it sounds very abrasive to say, let's apply technology to that, she said. At its core, StoryFit compiles data on storytelling elements and script, enabling insights into their efficacy and significance. In part, these insights, both artificial and human, help studios decide which scripts to acquire, which characters to promote, or which books to adapt into films. Initially, Monica developed the technology to aid publishers in narrowing down their slush piles to a short list of promising books. We felt like we were doing good by uncovering writers that might not have been discovered and also helping the publishers get their work done. However, StoryFit found the publishing industry grow potential adequate thinking insufficient and targeted the film industry instead. Consequently, it has become the force behind several successful film and TV series in recent years. Primary StoryFit analyzes the script's marketability, assessing where its story fits with the audience and how each narrative element resonates. The film industry is high risk, with considerable investments required before generating returns. StoryFit provides data on whether those risks are likely to be fruitful. StoryFit's AI technology scrutinizes the character traits to evaluate audience responses, determine how heroic or relatable a main character might be. This information allows creative professionals to identify potential character imbalances. As cinephiles, the StoryFit teams frequently apply their technology to the beloved TV series. What we like to do as a company is celebrate the great storytellers because there's a lot of great characters out there. I think I will always remember as the Queen's Gambit. Who would have guessed a series about chess would be any good? But we measure that character, she's off the charts strong and original. So these are the kind of elements that we're looking for. The team was also captivated by Last of Us, which introduced a new post-traumatic era of zombie apocalypse similar. StoryFit employed AI technology to analyze the evolution of zombie-related films and series. It subsequently published a fascinating case study on the website, exploring how social-political events have shaped the genre. StoryFit team conducted another intriguing analysis of male and female character roles. They finally revealed that male characters spoke more frequently than female characters in movies, and they often discussed achievements and goals. In contrast, female characters use more compassionate, cold-headed language. Women ask more questions, so they setting a man up for, what do we do? And that's a measure of 3 times more question, Landers explains. StoryFit analyzes audience connections to the storyline, offering insights into aspects such as the audience emotional journey throughout the episode, the impact of the favorite character's departure. The company also reports on plot inconsistencies where such as characters behave inconsistently with their established traits of vanishing for the storyline. Nevertheless, Landers emphasizes that their role is to draw insights from the data rather than opine on the script. She said, "You have the people whose whole careers are based on making these decisions. But we can be a technology voice that helps them shine the light on what's happening or not happening in the script." By leveraging AI systems, the film and entertainment industry can make data-driven decisions to enhance storytelling, character development, and audience engagement. These insights not only help studios mitigate risk, but also contribute to creating more compelling and relatable stories that resonate with viewers. As AI evolves and improves, its applications within the film industry will likely expand, offering even more sophisticated insights and analysis to filmmakers and studios. But for now, the power of AI in storytelling serves as a testament to the innovative ways technology can be utilized to strengthen the human experience and our connection to the stories we love. Additionally, the data-driven approach made by possible by AI serves as a crucial tool to better understand the ever-changing landscape of the audience preferences and storytelling techniques in a field where taking risk can result in enormous success or colossal failure. Moreover, as the roles of male and female characters in film continue to evolve, AI has proven instrumental in identifying trends, highlighting areas for improvement. By recognizing these patterns, these film industry can work towards creating more diverse, inclusive stories that accurately represent the experience of all audience members. Using AI technology like StoryFit in the film industry demonstrates artificial intelligence potential to enhance storytelling. AI's revolution how scripts are developed. And stories are told by providing valuable insights into audience connections, characters development, and marketability. As technology advances, its impact on the film industry will only grow, paving the way for more engaging and resonant cinematic experiences. It makes me wonder if George Lucas should have asked C-3PO for advice on the character development of Jar Jar Binks in The Phantom Menace. Watch the full interview with Monica Landers and Don Potifac on the Leadership Now program below, or listen to it on your favorite podcast. Okay. So, this is an article in Forbes magazine saying that StoryFit is an artificial intelligence program that basically follows the trends and storylines in a movie. And they can use that to calculate if they can create something original. That's the good news. Now, let's go to an article that says that AI in the filmmaking is bad. Okay. This article is from The Guardian. All right. The title of this article is Of course it's disturbing. Will AI change Hollywood forever? This article was written by Dan Smith and it's from The Guardian. With the rise of AI-led devices to write and provide effects, industry experts express concern over the future. What would AI do to Hollywood? Who better to answer that question than ChatGPT? Thrilling but scary chatbot developed by OpenAI. With The Guardian asked about AI's potential impact on the film industry, it made the following points. Script writing. AI can be used to analyze existing screenplays and create new ones, potentially leading to more efficient and cost-effective screenwriting. Pre-production. AI can be used to streamline the pre-production process, including casting, location scouting, and storyboarding. 3. Special effects. AI can be used to create more realistic and immersive special effects, potentially reducing the need for practical effects and saving time and money in post-production. 4. Audience analysis. AI can be used to analyze audience data for preferences, helping studios make more informed decisions about which films to greenlight and how to market them. Distribution. AI can be used to personalize movie recommendations for viewers and optimize distribution strategies, potentially leading to higher ticket sales and revenue. It is a reasonable answer that did not hint at how 9000-style Malevolence of Terminator-like plans for board domination, but nor did it have much to say about how AI may be a disruptive force for actors, dead and alive, audience screenwriters, and the principle of intellectual property on the fundamental art of storytelling. When The Guardian turned to human interviewers, they offered a more influent set of predictions. Knowledge and the power of AI to help a screenwriter overcome writer's block or an editor to skip mundane tasks, but expressing alarm about the risk of machines replacing humans or effectively forcing them to work for free. AI is already here. It can be heard in synthesized voices and seen in visual effects such as deepfakes and de-aging. It's been used to knock decades off of Harrison Ford for a scene in the upcoming Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Not all agent action stars are happy about the technology. However, last month Keanu Reeves told Wire magazines of the clause of his sale contracts that banned studios from digitally editing his performances. If you go into deepfake land, it has none of your points of view, he explains. That's scary. Meanwhile, ChatGPT has taken the world by storm with his facility for writing essays, news reports, and poems, and even passing business and law exams. It may be a matter of time before it could come up with a decent script treatment or turn a novel into a blockbuster screenplay. Ben Mockovitz, a primetime host of Turner Classic Movies and grandson of Herman Mockovitz, who co-wrote the classic 1941 Citizen Kane, has just been experimenting with ChatGPT. A sign of the week and asked to write TCM introduction for Citizen Kane, he says by phone from Los Angeles. It lacked some detail and context, but it was pretty well written and thoughtfully and certainly got the movie's importance and mentioned Greg Tolan, the cinematographer. It did not mention my grandfather. That was, of course, the real test. It was very impressive, and I thought right away, if I had some write something about a movie, I might use it as a springboard. But how does Mockovitz, 55, who's 55 years old, feel about the AI writing as an entire film script? While it's exciting, of course it's disturbing. I find it hard to believe that it's ever going to get the humanity that makes a screenplay great. I have to believe that the things that my grandfather did not make his movies great, that Joe Mockovitz said, that Dalton Trumbo did, that Scott Frank did, are the impossible for the AI program to get right. I'm worried about, I don't want to sound reactionary. It's probably okay. It's possibly mostly useful. It gets a creating person who finds the blank page daunting to think, oh, it's all right. Here's some pages. Here's some ideas. The Screenwriters Guild of America, which represents TV and film writers, short of calling an outright ban on AI. Instead of supposing that writers could use chatbots to help a script while having to share credit or divide residuals, according to the report this week in Variety. But some screenwriters are already worried about how far the AI revolution might go. Mike Gringerheim, who has numerous film and TV credits and is the author of Legal Dispatch newsletter, sees both promise and peril in the technology. He says, right now, I don't think AI is ready for prime time in terms of being able to write scripts or craft stories. But I see a world where they absolutely will be able to do that. Look how fast technology has advanced in the past couple of months even. It'll probably be a real threat to writers down the road. Who's to say that ChatGPT won't be ready in short order to pass on script, revisions on the script? They can even say do a set of revisions to the style of Arkin Sorkin. And if you were to ask me, I was going to see it sooner rather than later than that, rather crafting an entire script from a blank page. The tech industry is notoriously male dominated, and AI is no different. Guggenheim, where is the AI getting this information to be programmed? And if that information is only coming from a certain subset of society, if it's going to tell stories from the perspective of its programmers, essentially, then you have to worry about the lack of diversity amongst the programmers. Writers are not the only ones facing potential upheaval. The voices of celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain and his artist Andy Warhol were posthumously recreated by AI in the documentaries Roadrunner and the Andy Warhol Diaries. Actor James Earl Jones has given his approval for AI to early Darth Vader recordings to replace his voice in future Star Wars movies. The National Association of Voice Actors and Advocacy Groups insists that it's anti-technology and anti-AI, but it's calling for that it's not anti-technology or anti-AI, but it's calling for stronger regulation. It warns that it's increasingly hard to know when their synthesized voices are replacing humans into audiobooks, video games, into other media. The group's president, Tim Friedlander, says the biggest concern is that we just don't know what's out there and there's no way to track it and no way to find out if it's being used. For voice actors, and a lot is how we make our living is based on the licensing of our voices. So if we have an unlicensed version of our voice working for free, then it's instantly walking away from us and money out of our pockets and hurting our ability to make a living. He adds, we don't know if our voices are being used or have been used to train synthetic voices for machine learning or create synthetic voices that could potentially be out there without our knowledge. We hope that potentially we could help guide this technology or be a part of the conversation as it goes forward. Not everything that AI touches will be obvious on screen. It can save huge amounts of time and effort in editing process. During the post-production and film preservation and restoration, AI could shift vast amounts of footage to locate a certain variable. Joshua Glick, visiting associate professor of film and electronics arts at Bard College in Annandale on Houston, New York, pointing the benefits of AI in the 2020 documentary film, Welcome to Chechnya, which examines the persecution of LGBTQ people in the Republic of Southwestern Russia. He says there have been instances where these tools have been used quite progressive and creative ways. In Welcome to Chechnya, Ryan Lenny, the effects supervisor, was using deepfake technology as the way to off-scene subjects to essentially create what is called digital veils for the individuals that appeared in the film. It allowed these people to communicate and engage with audiences, but also to maintain their anonymity. This was one instance in the human rights context where the technology is having some impact. There's been some other projects that Ryan Langley has been worked on recently related to protests in Hong Kong and using some of the same technology to protect the people that are appearing on the film. But what if AI was able to script a sequel to Casablanca, recreate the same cast, deepfake of Humphrey Bogart, Ingrid Bergman, and co-simulate the voices, and turn into a finished film that looked convincing? Rick is skeptical. He creates a strange relationship between the audience and those characters in the film, and the story that they're involved in, plunges us into the uncanny valley. There's an idea that we have in our head as audience of the people who are and what they did.
They're no longer with us, and yet we're seeing them appear on screen, doing all these dynamic things, playing all these different roles. It creates a cognitive dissonance, or at least I think it would. Taking it to its logical conclusion, the film industry that deeply solely on AI, rendering actors extinct, could wipe out the circus of gossiping columns, late-night TV interviews, red carpet film premieres and the Oscars. That is not a Hollywood that the Glick wants to live in.
a knowledge of the people, of their personalities, what they're like, and their families be like, their background, and what they like on the set swirl around the production, he continued. They give the production of a film, TV show, a sense of allure and intrigue and a part of what we might call the media culture today. What it means to follow a project is unfolding, not just to watch a finished film or stream a TV show, it's important. Our knowledge of the creative labor and these human dimensions of the film and the enjoyment that spectators derive for the film and part of the what makes the film and television industry distinct. It needs to do its business in public. AI could also have a far-reaching social and economic consequences. Oco Tan, a German-born visual effects supervisor based in Los Angeles, said in robotics in the 80s and 90s, the whole car industry got upset and Detroit was affected negatively. The whole city turned into a ghost town. This is now happening with the middle class through AI. A lot of people are not even aware of it. I wonder sometimes if the workforce cuts you to see at Microsoft or Google are also driven by the fact that you don't need people. You need one person who assists us with the AI can do the workload of three people. In the context of movie making, it will take far less people to do the work than originally needed. It reduces the prospects for people entering the workforce as an assistant or somebody doing research to start their career. If the AI does a better job than how people start getting into an industry to learn from the ground up, to grow into a position that expertise eventually. AI's earning comparisons to agricultural revolution, industrial revolution, and internet revolution, moving fast and gathering speed. The most profound effects of Hollywood and elsewhere have probably not yet been imagined. Tan asks, if I failed with creating a world like the Greeks had, they would have made privileges and asked the oracle in these temples, but they have places where you put your hand in and then you are asked for your future. We're going in that direction because AI is getting so powerful. So, according to The Guardian, they a little 50-50 on the issue. They spoke to, they actually spoke to the grandson of the man that wrote one of the greatest films of all time, Citizen Kane. And he looked at the ChatGPT and he actually was impressed at the fact how they was able to basically recreate the story. Also said that, you know, voice acting needs to be regulated because, you know, artificial intelligence can easily steal somebody's voice. Interesting. All right, so I believe that all of the script writers in Hollywood, and just like all of the people, if you're going to utilize AI, you're going to have to start, you know, learning how to build computers. This is what my YouTube page, Black Wall Street Tech, is focused on. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode. Again, if you want to click on listener support, and you want to donate some money every month to support my podcast,